Say, you are my Jesus, 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 That's why they call you the dealer. Sitting in the kitchen, and I was like, Lord, what am I going to do? I have all these responsibilities, all this going on, and it seems like I'm doing everything I can for you, and everything is just going opposite. Anybody ever been there where it seems like you were doing all you need to do, and still you took 2 steps forward, you took 5 steps back, and you said, God, what in the world is going on? And I was sitting in my kitchen, and I didn't understand it. And then these words came. I said,
Lord, you are good.
You've been so good.
Yes, sir.
Lord, you are good. You've been better than good. I can't praise you enough. I owe you my life. Can't praise you enough. Even if I try to.
You've been so good.
Lift your voice. Come on, tell them today.
You've been
so good to me. Let's go out here, everybody. Lift up your voice.
You've been good. So good.
Come on,
say, Lord, you are good.
Come on. It's because I owe you, Jesus.
I owe you my life. Can't praise you enough.
Somebody say, even if I tried,
it wouldn't work.
So good.
So good.
Hallelujah. Come on, lift up those voices and declare today. Oh,
you've been so good.
Lord, you are good. You've been good. I owe you my
life.
I can't praise you enough, God. Somebody say, even if I tried, it wouldn't work because.
Good to be.
Hallelujah.
What you've done for me, how you loose my shackles, how you set me free, how you made a way when there was no way, how you made a way when there was no way, how you made a way, when there was no way, oh God, you made a way. Cause you've been so good.
Come on, lift it up.
You've been so good.
Oh.
You've been
right there.
So good.
Your heart in that.
Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
You've
been
so good. When I almost lost my mind, you, when the enemy came in like a flood, you, so good.
Everybody get your voice up.
You've been so good,
so good
to me.
So good.
You've been better than good to me.
Come on. Hallelujah.
To God be all the glory. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Welcome. It's the Kingdom Power Fellowship Communion Sunday this morning. Hallelujah. I had a rough night last night. Woo, glory. Woo, woke up like 3 or 4 times, hacking out my sleep, waking up out of my sleep. What a rough night. And after that, I remember why now. Because he don't want me to deliver this message. Come on, somebody. But it's coming from the belly. It's coming from the Lord. To God be the glory. Amen. Let us pray. Father God, we say thank you, Lord, for another day to get right before you, Father God. We say thank you, Lord, for the hedge of protection that you have around the KPR family, our friends, our associates, and all those alike. In the same breath, Father God, we ask you, Lord, let those that's listed on the Kingdom Power Fellowship Victory Prayer List be triumphant over his or her situation. Now, Lord, we ask you to touch each and every first responder whether it's in this country, United States of America, or England, or wherever he or she may be, Father God, if they're on our front lines, we ask you to touch them and give them strength, give them the encouragement to endure the things of this world. Now, Lord, in the same breath, we ask you to forgive us for all the sins that we committed against thee on today and yesterday, knowing and unknowing, Father God. And we say thank you, Father God, to keep us covered. In the same breath, Lord, we ask you to touch the woman of God, how she's out and about doing what she has to do, what she loves to do. We ask you to keep her right now, Father God. Let her day be merry and great on today. And we ask all these things, Father God, in your Son Jesus' name we pray. And let the redeemed say, amen. Well, this morning, this morning, we coming from three scriptures, all are of the New Testament. Amen. All of the New Testament. So get your bookmarkers out and get ready to be like, ooh, ah. Because I was like, ooh, ah, ooh, oh. Okay, Lord. Amen. As I'm saying it, and bless you. As I'm saying, I'm posting it on Podbean. It's posted now. It's 1 John chapter 1, verse 7. Then it's the good book of Galatians, chapter 5, verses 1, then verse 18 to 26, and then the great book of 1 Corinthians, chapter 11, verses 23 to 30. Amen. What's that? Yeah, okay. I'll post it again. What? Okay, it's not posting. Here we go. 1 John chapter 1, verse 7. The great book of Galatians chapter 5, verses 1, then verse 18 to 26. Then 1 Corinthians chapter 11, verses 23 to 30. And today's title is, It's Time to Stop Playing Church. Acted holier than thou, and I'm greater than you, and you under me, and you less than me. No, it's not about that. It's about saving the souls. If someone's on the same page as you, and they're saying they're before Christ, it's not your job trying to denounce anyone. But the Lord will tell you to go to or stay away from. That's it. Mm-hmm. Give y'all another 60 seconds. And let me tell you about my night. We had an interesting night last night. We had that sandwich was awesome last night. We decided to have a Hero sandwich, Seven Reese sandwich for dinner. Something light, but pleasing to the body, taste buds, and the stomach. Amen. And I ate the whole thing. It was a large tuna fish submarine. Man, that sucker was good. And woo, we was watching a good movie on top of that. Amen. And I said, I'm going to pay for this later. The power of the tongue. And what happened? In good sleep, in good rest, I paid for it later. Woke up out of my sleep and hacking. And the woman got saying, you all right? Yeah, I'm all right. I just knew it was going to happen because I said it. I said, just say, nope. I was going to sleep good and be merry. No, I had to say, I'm going to pay for it later. And I did. First John chapter 1, verse 7. The book of Galatians chapter 5, verse 1, then 18 to 26. than 1 Corinthians chapter 11, verses 23 to 30. Amen. 30 more seconds. Yeah, it was a good sandwich, though. I had some jalapenos on there. Ooh. I might get that for lunch. I don't know. What you think? Amen? I don't know. Here we go. 1 John chapter 1, verse 7 reads as thus. But if we walk in the light as he is in the light, we have fellowship one with another. And the blood of Jesus Christ, his son, cleansed us from all sin. All sin. Read that again. But if we walk in the light, it said, but if we walk in the light, and how often do we do so? Well, as he is in the light, see, Christ is in the light. God is the light, and Christ is in the light. Christ walks in the light, for God is the light. That's why he and God is one, not only because he's the Father and he's the Son, but because they are, look, we have fellowship one with another. And the blood of Jesus Christ, his son, cleansed us from all sin. Because man couldn't redeem man by far. So it took the blood of Christ to cleanse man, to clean man, to take care of all the sin. Ain't no one sin greater or lesser than the other. It's all filthy. Come on. Galatians chapter 5, verse 1. Stand fast, therefore, in the liberty wherewith Christ hath made us free. And be not entangled again with the yoke of bondage. Why did he... Say it again. Stand fast, therefore, in the liberty wherewith Christ hath made us free. And be not entangled again with the yoke of bondage. Means it can happen, because it has happened and it does happen. What happens? That we get entangled and be in bondage again. How? For this very thing I'm about to tell you right now. Verses 18-26. But if ye be led of the Spirit, ye are not under the law. Now the works of the flesh are manifest, which are these: adultery, fornication, uncleanness, lavishness, idolatry, witchcraft, hatred, variance, emulations, wrath, strife, seditions, heresies, envyings, murders, drunkenness, revelings, and such like, of the which I tell you before, as I also told you in time past, that they which do such things shall not inherit the kingdom. But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness, temperance. Against such there is no law. And they that are Christ have crucified the flesh with the affections and lusts. If we live in the Spirit, let us also walk in the Spirit. Let us not be desirous of vain glory, provoking one another, envying one another. It's time for us to stop playing church. Because how is it
that a brother of yours that you came across your path because you like how he preached or you like the certain things that he said, and you say, not the Lord say, but you say, oh, blah, 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 this and that, and then yet and still you're jealous or there's envying or there's issues with you and that brother. And the brother don't have an issue with you, but you got an issue with the brother. Or you have an issue with that sister. Everybody on this planet, if you're above the age of 4, 3, or 2, you have a past. Anybody that's over a month old has a past. Everybody has a past. And I'm saying P-A-S-T. Everybody has a past. And everybody's past is not golden. Guaranteed. Because it's not a man, no mankind or womankind is without blemish. There's no man on this earth say he's without blemish. There's no woman on this earth that can say they're without blemish. And it's time that the men and women of God stop walking around here like they without blemish. Yet Christ said that he forgive and he cured us from all of our sins. But how those that are still in our sins that we not part of get out of our sins? If we don't talk about it and give revelation to it, and let them know that Christ can get you from it, how else will they know? But you can't walk around here like you got your nose stuck up in the air, like you untouchable. Man, there's no man or woman on earth, I don't care what title you possess, what anointing you have, you are not untouchable. You're not untouchable. You're not untouchable. God did not put us on this earth to walk and act such like. God did not anoint us to appoint us to act such like. Because why? That is how Satan act and walk. Did Christ walk amongst the towns that he walked in with his disciples surrounding him, not having people to touch him? Or were he touching people? Were he laying hands on people? Were he amongst the crowd? Were he amongst the public? How was he? Did he ride in a limousine? Bulletproof? He didn't fear man. He didn't fear man at all. As a matter of fact, this is what communion is about right now. This is what communion is about. 1 Corinthians chapter 11, verses 23-30. We're going to talk about that. But before so, let's look at verse 26 in the book of Galatians chapter 5. Let us not be desirous of vain glory, provoking one another, envying one another. How could I call you my brother and not envy you? I'm jealous of you. And if anything, I should be proud of you and encourage you to continue to do more than what you're doing. And if I can't be you, which I'm not you, because you and I are two different persons, I can either encourage you or assist you. Or do something on a level of my own thing
what thus saith the Lord. We are not the enemy of one another.
And the men and women of God have yet to get to understand that we are not the enemy of one another. We are to encourage one another. We are to support one another. We are to encourage one another. We are to what? Help one another. And they that are Christ have crucified the flesh with the affections and lusts. If we live in the Spirit, let us also walk in the Spirit. Is that godly? To be envied? Is that godly to have strife? Is that godly to have any of the things that is not led under the Spirit, but is manifested in the flesh? And this is what a communion is about. We have to kill our flesh sometimes. And in doing so, we have to acknowledge if we're in the right position to take communion as such. If not, then we have to deny ourselves the time for communion and come right back again when it's time for communion again to take it. Now, I said we're supposed to do communion every day. That's the purpose of you before you step a foot out of your bed, run into the bathroom where you got to run to, that you pray to God. First Corinthians chapter 11, verses 23 says, "For I have received of the Lord that which also I deliver unto you, that the Lord Jesus, the same night in which he was betrayed, took bread. And when he had given thanks, he brake it and said, Take, eat, this is my body, which is broken for you. This do in remembrance of me." So Christ broke the bread the same night he was betrayed. And he already knew he was being betrayed. Then he told them which person was going to betray him. And he still gave him time. He still gave him time to take communion to have mercy. And he showed him mercy before he even did what he did. And sometimes we so blinded by our own greed because our flesh. Because of our flesh, we now walk in our spirit. We miss the opportunity to have communion directly with the Lord himself. And we can be sitting at the table. Christ already gave him a pass, even though he knew it was going to be Judas be the one to betray him. He still gave him a pass beforehand. This is why he made the statement that you betrayed the Son of Man with a kiss, when I already told you to your face that you're going to be the one that betrayed me. Huh? Listen, at the same manner, he also took the cup when he had supped, saying, "This cup is the New Testament in my blood. Do ye as often as you drink it in remembrance of me. But as often as ye eat this bread and drink this cup, ye do show the Lord's death till he come. Wherefore, whosoever shall eat this bread and drink this cup of the Lord unworthily shall be guilty of the body and blood of the Lord. But let a man examine himself, and so let him eat of that bread and drink of that cup. For he that eateth and drinketh unworthily eateth and drinketh damnation to himself, not discerning the Lord's body. For this cause many are weak and sickly among you, and many sleep." Jesus. 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 This is why you can't do what everybody else does. It's not no monkey see, monkey do. You know, if you ain't supposed to take the communion, don't take it. If you know that you ain't in good standing or the right standing, if you ain't ready, don't take it. Because you ain't doing nothing to God's body. You ain't doing nothing to God's reason of doing this New Testament. But you cause damnation to your own self. And there's a reason why he say, many of you are sickly and are asleep. And you wonder why we catch hell. We got hell in our house. There's no peace in our house. Because I go right back to Galatians chapter 5, verse 1. It says, stand fast, therefore, in the liberty wherewith Christ has made us free. He made us free whether we take communion or not. And be not entangled again with the yoke of bondage. You put yourself back in bondage because you're lying to yourself. You ain't lying to God. You ain't lying to Christ. You're fooling yourself and you're fooling yourself and fooling other people. But eventually what's going to happen is you're going to see the repercussions of it. Remember, we as Christians are not allowed to judge. So somebody don't take communion, instead of you trying to judge your brother or your sister, you should be praying for your brother or your sister. How often do we do that? Should come as a house collectively and pray for their brother or sister, because you don't know what they're going through. And whereas they should tell you, pray for me because I'm struggling this. Pray for me because I'm going through this. Pray for me because I need help with this. Pray for me, pray for me, pray for me. But too many people in the house go back and gossip other people's business where they shouldn't have. So you once again, that cycle of church hurt is a continuous thing. I'm 47 years old, and the church hurt has been in existence before I was even born. The church hurt that happened when Christ was here. Why man have not learned his lesson yet? You're going to have the do's and don'ts. You're going to have the hearers and you're going to have the hearers, doers, and the hearers and don't doers. But you're always going to have those who can critique any and everything and don't put forth nothing on the table of Christ. And those few of us that tried to be doers doers of the word, excuse me, those of us, the little of us that try to be doers of the word, not just hearers of the word, but doers, we should be praying for those who outnumber us in changes and causing people church hurt. I told you before, I was going to Bishop Donald Hillard's church in Perth Amboy, New Jersey. And it was just one Sunday, there's two Sundays in a row. So, one of the people at the door was just so rude. And I was like, look, I am not getting out of my bed early with my family to come to this church to look at your face, to be nasty to me this early in the morning, and I can't knock you out. Because we're in a church. And then years pass by, I come back, and now they have a bookstore, which is up the street from the church. And there was one person who was running, I believe she was running the bookstore. I'm not sure her role. But the other people were just, they were not like afraid of her, but they just let her say and do what she want. No. Go sit your butt down somewhere and come out again with a right spirit. If you're going through something, go in prayer. Go fast and pray.
But don't let the public see you go through your struggles and you not handle it the proper way. Because all you're doing is damning the spirit that people are trying to get to. Not damning the actual spirit, but you damn the motive of a person coming to church to get right. And those around you shouldn't allow you to be that way. Should tell you go sit down somewhere. You don't have the communion spirit. Come on, somebody. Come on, somebody. So before we depart today, it's been time to stop playing church. It's been time to be the church. It's been time to encourage others to be partakers of the church. And, excuse me, let me correct myself. To be partakers of the true church. And what is the true church? The true church is the person that try to walk like a Christian. Walk Christ-like. Be Christ-like. He knows it's hard. But don't walk around like you don't have no blemish and nothing else. No, no. This is what I'm saying. I don't need nobody to try to tell my story or try to put me on blast. I put my own self on blast when I come short. Need your help. So you can add fuel to the fire and add other stuff to it that didn't occur. So you can lie about it. Go sit your butt down somewhere. This concludes our service. To God be the glory. Hallelujah. Father God, thank you for the word that came forth on today. Now, Lord, we ask you, Lord, as we go throughout the course of the day, that you keep us. You bind up the head of the enemy. And once again, we will be triumphant over the situation of those arrows and fiery darts of the enemy. Now, Lord, as your people take their communion today, we ask that that man, that woman, examine his or herself and acknowledge whether he or she is right before the Lord. And if not, he or she is not right, that they pray to you that they want to get right and still take communion so that way you can adjust and take on what that is they're bent on. What you can give them strength, you can give them wisdom. So they're going to put on the full armor of God and shod their feet and put the breastplate of righteousness on and take on what he or she is going through and know that they have friends, they have confidants, they have brothers and sisters in the fight of faith. Now, Lord, we ask you in the same breath, Lord, forgive us for all the sins that we committed against you on today in this hour. Known and unknown, Father God. We ask you to bless us, keep us. In your Son Jesus' name we pray. And let the redeemed say, Amen. This is Apostle Bernard Anthony Smith of the Kingdom Power Fellowship, pastor of Grace, Mercy, Peace, and Christ Church, along with me as the First Lady of GMPCC. She's out and about, but she's also the pastor of the Church Without Walls. And we are the Kingdom Power Fellowship. On behalf of ourselves and our disciples of KPF, we say we love you. And remember, for we walk by faith and not by sight. And but seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. Be blessed and be safe.